Last hour, the goal was 220 pledges, and fabulous news, we heard from 513 listeners. I thought that was a typo, but it wasn't. So thank you for those pledges so much. Well, now our goal is to get 80 pledges by 10 o'clock.
And your support will fund the programs you rely on in the months to come, and it helps us keep pledge drives short. Be part of our first ever Half the Time pledge drive. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all the issues you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network in the past year. There are so many, and all of those conversations were possible because of listener support. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Do it for all you've learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It saves time, some postage, saves paper, and it puts your money to work right away. No matter how much you choose to give, or how much, take those 2 minutes right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hello, this is Michelle Martin from NPR News. You've heard the appeals for your support, and you might be thinking, my contribution won't make that much of a difference. Let me tell you, it will. Public radio was founded on the idea that listeners are the most important source of station revenue. Our listeners are the reason that public radio is free of commercial and political influence. Here's something else you should know. Most listeners donate $100 or less. That you give, no matter the amount, is more important than what you give. So please help preserve public radio's editorial independence by giving what you can. Right now, every dollar makes a difference, especially yours. And thank you.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Veronica Rickert with Rob Ferret. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50, maybe $100, or even $500. Well, whatever amount you choose is exactly the right amount. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, we are excited to get our fall pledge drive done in half the time. Believe me, we really are. 6 days instead of 12, so you can get back to hearing what we do best, bringing you the great discussions you count on. But it only works when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, we'll be back to talking to Daniel Golden about books to put on your must-read list. And discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listeners make the work we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, but members make our work possible. We love bringing you news and intelligent talk each day. In fact, it's a privilege to do it, but we couldn't do it without you kicking in your support. A third of our budget comes from you. Become a member now. Make WPR possible with your gift of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's the beginning of the hour. We are still looking for 79 more pledges in the next, 50 minutes. So we've got till 10 o'clock to get cracking at that goal. You can help out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's our half the time pledge drive. Usually 12 days in the fall. We're trying to do it all in 6 days. We can do it. We can do it with your help, with your pledge right now. Make that contribution, WPR.org. That's online, WPR.org, or give us a call, 888-202-2552.
Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are going to talk books this hour of the program with Daniel Golden, who joins us again in our Milwaukee studios. He was here last week with John Katz and Ann Reed from the Wisconsin Humane Society, and Lexi, we might say. So I brought a little dog and put him on the console here so we could remember Lexi. And we're going to give you a list of books as we talk of great reads for the fall and for the winter. We've had so many extraordinary extraordinary authors on the show, and it really makes our lives much, much better. Daniel is the owner of Boswell Books, an independent bookstore located here in Milwaukee. He is an avid reader. He is the most enthusiastic reader I think I've ever met, so we're going to write down a list of books, and it will be on our Facebook page later today. Hello, Daniel.
Greetings.
Greetings. Greetings to you. I'm amazed how many events you put together, too. That Cats one, I will always remember that day. Always remember that day.
Oh, it was really wonderful. And we had actually been planning this out for really since his previous book, his first animal novel. He's written actually other novels before. As I had mentioned, I got confused with the old John Katz and the new John Katz. But when we saw that he used to come to Milwaukee a lot, and he had even written it about it in one of his books, we thought, we have to do something special because we have to get the Milwaukee area back on the map. And when we had been talking to the Humane Society, it was like, okay, if we do an event that's really, really, really great, he can't say no. And and I think it was.
It was
a terrific, terrific. He just exudes animal, you know, magnetism.
Yeah. And as I was saying, it's funny how a show can kind of change your life in a simple way, but a deep way, because his website is absolutely gorgeous. He's also a photographer. So every morning he goes over to Simon, the donkey who was rescued, and gets him on video. And Simon starts the day for a lot of people. He just brays and it's good morning. He's bringing him food. And what a way. You're looking at Bedlam Farm and you're listening to Simon. Good morning, day. Let's go.
Including you, great. I heard.
Yeah, including me. It's just great. So, well, let's talk books. Let's start our list. What are you reading? What's best? What do you want to start with?
Well, I'm in the middle of a few different books, and I'm moving a little slowly just because a lot of the really great books out there are long and dense and not – They have wonderful plots, but they are one of those books that you can't speed read through. So I'm currently reading The Marriage Plot by Jeffrey Eugenides, which two of my other booksellers have read already, and another one's in the middle of. So one of the really great things about working a bookstore with other people is I have so many good readers that I don't have to read everything. I can sometimes use, and everybody reads different things, and when I get a confluence of two different kinds of readers, we know that's sort of special. This is very different from Middlesex, and he might get some flack for being different, but so far the New York Times review on Friday was very good. It is basing the marriage plot comes from studying classical literature, and it's a college novel that develops into a sort of a love triangle spanning a number of years, and it's really beautifully written. This girl who has a great love of reading gets sort of taken in by, and this is still at the beginning of the book, semiotics and being hip and modern in the 1980s. And sort of, we see this all the time. There's always, in literature, in college English classes, there's always a divide between the love of reading and sort of the academic analysis of books. And I think it's sometimes hard. Once you really do that academic analysis, you have to bring yourself back to why you really loved reading. We're really excited. The book goes on sale, I think, today.
Oh,
actually,
my.
It's available for everybody.
All right.
And he's a real great show. And
my favorite of the last month was Candace Millard's Destiny of the Republic, A Tale of Madness, Medicine, and The Murder of a President, about John Garfield. I knew nothing about him, and it weaves in Alexander Graham Bell and the guy who discovered germs. And it is she's a terrific writer. She's a young woman, but what a story. Just to find all of these people were at the exposition in Philadelphia on the same day and how their lives pretty soon were going to intertwine, and the results were not good. But it's really fascinating for those who love history and the way she writes, which is totally engaging.
Jason, our buyer, read the book and really loved it.
All right. Daniel Golden is with us, and we are talking books. We're going to have a list for you. It will be on our Facebook page. It is the Kathleen Dunn Show, and we'll start taking your calls as well because we have a number of recommendations already with us. But right now we have a message for you, an important message on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hello, I'm Veronica Rickert with Rob Ferret. It's our Half the Time Pledge Drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. You count on Wisconsin Public Radio for in-depth discussion of the ideas. And we count on you to keep that discussion strong. That makes your financial contribution very important.
With your help, we'll reduce a 12-day pledge drive down to just 6 days. Every gift makes a difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 63 pledges by 10 o'clock, so thank you if you've already given. But if not, help us stay on track. Help us make our Half the Time Pledge Drive a big success by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free, lifelong education. All you need is a radio or a computer to listen on, but we need your support to make it happen. Contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving couldn't be easier, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We just need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay for it.
Save some time and money, use a credit card if you can, or better yet, sign up for automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Less is more. You've heard the expression less is more, and we've applied this idea to our fall fundraiser. It's called the Half the Time Pledge Drive. We've cut the drive down from the usual 12 days to just 6. Less fundraising means more programming, but it only works if you give now. And here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Veronica Rickert with Rob Ferret, asking for your support of the WPR programs that you count on. Thank you in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now we're looking for 62 more pledges in the next 40 minutes. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong, and it helps us keep the drive short. Only 6 days instead of 12. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You expect online streaming, podcasts, and a comprehensive website, and Wisconsin Public Radio meets those expectations.
But those things are not free. They require an investment in technology and the engineering. Your donation right now helps us keep relevant in a changing world. Make your pledge of support at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You might be wondering, well, how much should I give? Well, that's completely up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into great programs, programs that will keep you informed and entertained all year long. So make your pledge in any amount right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And when you do, you play an essential part in funding the programs you count on every day. Make that pledge right now. Your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're still looking for 61 more pledges by 10 o'clock this morning, so help us out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's our Half the Time Pledge Drive. You heard right. They're usually 12 days in the fall. This time, it's just 6 days. Your donation can make it a success and keep this drive short. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And did we mention that it's 6 days instead of 12?
Just six.
That means it's pedal to the metal. We need to make those 61 more pledges by 10 o'clock. You can help us get there and join Carol, who made a pledge from New Delhi, India. And she says, it's wonderful to have the People's Pharmacy to the best of our knowledge, NPR, and so much more while I'm so far from Wisconsin. Thank you to Carol, and why don't you join her?
Join her by making your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Half the Time Pledge Drive, that means we need your pledge now. We don't have a lot of time. Make that call. You can pick up the phone and dial 888-202-2552, or going online is a great way to pledge. WPR.org, that's WPR.org, and thank you.
Daniel Golden is our guest. We are talking books, and we're going to have a list on our Facebook page, and it will have a link to Daniel's Facebook page as well, boswellbooks.com. We have a ton of people who would like to speak with you, Daniel. We'll start with, Pat in Green Bay. Hi, Pat. Well, let's go to Rich and Sullivan. Hi, Rich.
Hi. I'm recommending We the Animals by Justin Torres. It's a really short book about three boys growing up. Their dad's Puerto Rican. Their mom's referred to as white, although I didn't know that. One of my supervisors used to say she was Hispanic. She said I didn't know that that was a racial grouping, basically, in terms of Puerto Rican and white. I've always thought of Puerto Ricans as white. It's a very lyrical book. It's like reading a poem, and I'm only halfway through it. The animals referred to are the little boys, and if you've ever been a child, you're really going to love it, is what I would say. The other thing I would say is Pledge.
Thank you, Rich.
Okay.
All
bye.
Right. Thanks. Daniel.
I have a little story, shockingly enough. Mark, one of my booksellers, read the book a couple of weeks ago and loved it. Totally seconds. And the reviews have been really great, too. Spare, beautiful story of these kids. And we were lucky enough that the author signed a copy and didn't put my name on it. And it came in and I was able to give him a gift of the copy last night. And I he must have jumped up like 3 feet in the air. He was so excited. I wanted to give my gift too. I wanted to pledge.
Daniel.
I brought in so they can reduce that number on the break.
Thank you.
It's just really, we're so lucky to have Wisconsin Public Radio. Authors, you know, we do all these author events and they always say to us or people visiting from other places, we don't have something like this where we are. And it's just, you know, the reviews are wonderful and it's a real state treasure. So
thank you, Daniel. It is. It's so when you think about books, who else is going to talk about books the way we do and how important are they? They're pretty important.
I feel
both of us.
I'm quite positive about them. So
yes, thank you, Daniel. Very, very nice. Thank you. I like books that read like poetry too, where you read aloud. It was such a beautiful sentence that you just say, "I got to read that out loud."
That was we had just had Sebastian Barry's on Canaan's Shore, and he was he has written poetry. He's also a playwright. So when he came in last, I think it was a week ago Saturday, it was like a theater, and it was just beautiful. We were all sort of taken aback. And that's one of the wonderful things about these events. They usually send the really good people on the road, and they're just great shows. The Eugenides is a good point. He's terrific. He's going to be, I should say, to all the people in Milwaukee and probably Madison and Chicago and Minneapolis, he's going to be at the store on the 23rd, that's a Sunday at noon before the Packers game. It's a totally free event.
Wonderful.
And so we're really excited about
it. Yeah. And you should go to Daniel's site because you bring in all kinds of people. You have very interesting conversations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We're trying to get more in the community still. So we have like three events in the next 2 weeks that we're continuing to do all these kids events in public libraries. Tonight we have Lauren Oliver, who wrote three very different books, Before I Fall, Delirium, Liesland Poe. This is her Liesland Poe's her first middle grade book. It's sort of like a Kate DiCamillo with a bit of a Neil Gaiman mysterious twist. It's about a girl who befriends both mice and ghosts. And she's going to be at the North Shore Library at 6:30, free event, of course. And then on Thursday, James Howe, who has a series of books about high school kids, the new one's called Addie on the Inside. It's totally told in verse, and it's about this misfit girl. It's a series called The Misfits, and I think it's the third book in the series. Everybody knows James Howe from Bunnicula, his Vampire Bunny series, and he's going to be at the Cudahy Family Library on Thursday at 4. And then next week we have Dava Sobel, who wrote the wonderful books Galileo's Daughter and also The Planets and Longitude. And her new book's called A More Perfect Heaven. It's about Copernicus. It's at Discovery World on the 19th. It is not – we have to get some expenses paid, so it's $5. But that all goes to the Public Museum, a wonderful nonprofit. So.
Great. Pat is calling back. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I'm sorry. My phone cut out on me.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, but I just finished a wonderful book last night, and I feel like I lost some – really good friends. I had to put them on a shelf, and it was just wonderful book. And the characters, it's the name of the book is Twisted River, and it's by John Irving. He did Cider House Rules.
Yes.
And he's such a colorful writer. And to put it, the end of the book is actually the beginning of the book. And it's just a wonderful read. And Kathleen, there are dogs in it.
Oh.
Wonderful dogs. And it's just, oh, I would recommend it.
Thank you, Pat.
I'd highly recommend it.
Twisted River by John Irving. Thank you so much. Daniel Golden is with us as we are in a very important pledge drive as well. And we wanted to make sure that we did a show that is indicative of what we do. And we do talk books. And you're an audience of readers. I am forever grateful for that. Thank goodness you are readers. And we love to interview authors and Daniel. So we have some important pledge news to talk about, and we'll return and talk more books on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Veronica Rickert with Rob Ferret, and it's our Half the Time Pledge Drive. This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
And we're cutting a 12-day pledge drive down to just 6 days. 6 days for our biggest fundraiser of the year. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This hour, we're looking for 55 more pledges by 10 a.m. this morning. Pledges like yours keep us on track to support the programs that you count on, and they help us reduce on-air fundraising by making this half-the-time drive a big success. Well, thank you if you've already given, but if not, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you hear a variety of viewpoints from different guests and listeners. Always bring a unique perspective and add a lot to the conversation. When you hear yourself saying, yesterday on WPR, I heard, ... it's time to make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. You just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. And whether you decide to call or pledge online, we always keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organizations.
Your gift will turn into the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We know that daily exercise is an important part of staying healthy, and some of us are better at making that a part of our daily routine than others.
But getting your daily mental workout is easy when you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Listening to WPR keeps your brain in great shape for thinking about the issues and having great conversations. Your gift of any amount helps keep you and WPR healthy. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, it's Nina Totenberg from NPR News. So, dear listeners, you're sitting in your car, or you're in the shower, or you're putting your makeup on or shaving in the morning, and you're listening to me plead for money, and you're thinking, I'll get to it, or, I got other things, and I don't need to do that, and I'll get around to it. Well, let me just tell you, you'll feel a lot better when you've done it. So I'm laying the guilt on you, folks. We could disappear without your support. We need you to go pick up the phone, walk over to the computer, go to your app on whatever kind of iPhone, X phone, P phone you've got. Make your contribution now and don't stall around.
I'm Veronica Rickert with Rob Ferret, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You heard it there. Don't stall around. This is the moment. Listener support is such a big part of why Kathleen Dunn is available to you right now. Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One of the reasons you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio is that you appreciate civil discourse. You value respect, even when people disagree.
You like news, talk, and entertainment that appeals to your better nature. Well, you get that all the time on Wisconsin Public Radio. Support what you value. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There are so many important and interesting discussions that we have here on the Ideas Network. You rely on these discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's why your gift during our Half the Time pledge drive is so important.
We've cut this drive to half its normal length, 12 days down to 6. And when it works, everybody wins. We get the funds we need to keep the discussions going in the months to come, and you get more of your favorite programs, like Kathleen Dunn. Make this half the time drive a success with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 50 more pledges in the next half hour. We are 30 pledges toward our goal this hour. Thank you if you've already pledged. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. Now, how about you? Make that pledge. Help us hit that goal this hour. It's the Half the Time Pledge Drive. We're doing 12 days worth of fundraising in just 6 days. We can do it. We can do it with your help. Get over to the computer. Go online, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You can make it happen. You can make a difference. And it only takes a couple minutes of your time, something to feel good about. You can kick back, relax, and enjoy Kathleen's conversations this morning. But make that decision now. WPR.org. And thank you.
And I'm Kathleen Dunn in our downtown Milwaukee studios with Daniel Golden, owner of Boswell Books. We do a lot of work with them, bring us wonderful, wonderful authors and events. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. I don't think that's ever happened in 36 years on the radio. I had to sneeze. But you didn't hear it. Daniel is with us to talk about books, and we're putting together a list. It will be on both our Facebook pages, on The Kathleen Dunn Show and on BoswellBooks.com. We're welcoming phone calls as well for book suggestions. The number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Another book, and I know it's received mixed reviews, but I did read all of Confidence Man by Ron Suskind, and he was with us a couple weeks ago. That's another thing about pledging for this. Where else do you get an hour-long conversation with people who have important books? He spent years on that, and I really respect his writing. It was good. It was a good interview, and I think it's a fascinating book.
One of the things that's really great about your show when I talk to other cities is that because you're able to do, some people have to be in studio, you get all the great people whenever you can get them. And I just think that it just brings the whole hour up to like an A-plus every time. So, you know, I figure, will we have Walter Isaacson appear for Steve Jobs? Of course he will. Is he coming to Milwaukee? Of course he isn't. That's coming out on October 24th.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, they rushed it out. Well, he's an amazing writer, and it was just all ready to go.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm sure that Chrissy and Rhonda are on it already.
Yeah. Not to put any pressure on you.
Oh, I'll get him. I'm amazed. You know, I've done this for years and years. I'm amazed the people we talk to. Absolutely amazed.
Well, your quality is very – let me just say your quality is very high. And I know that publishers jump through a lot of hoops to make sure it happens, you know, because they're very happy with the results.
Well, good. Well, good. Eugene and Viola, hi.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Eugene.
I have two recommendations.
All right.
Two books. The first one is Wounded Knee, Party Politics, and The Road to an American Massacre. The lady who wrote that, she did her homework from anything I've seen, more or less. She was very, very good. It deals with the boarding school, and I think it's an excellent book. And the second one I've just gotten started on is Last Call, The Rise and Fall of Prohibition by Daniel Okrent. And my mother was raised in Chicago, and in the late 20s and early 30s, she was just coming of age, and she was acquainted with the speakeasies down there.
And of course, with the miniseries on television, we're selling a lot of copies of the Last Call book. It's gotten another new life. We did very well with it. History does well in the store, and even it did well. Usually, does better in hardcover, surprisingly. But that book did very, very well in paperback. It's a really great history year. Warmth of Other Suns just came out in paperback.
Oh, it did. Gorgeous
this week.
Book.
Beautiful. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're so excited. And wonderful reads. Reads like a wonderful history, very solid, but also reads like a novel. So.
Yeah. Is she coming to Milwaukee? I'd love to meet her because one of the people is from Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should.
Yes.
Yes,
she should.
Yes,
listen to us, should. Random House.
Yes, she should. Thanks, Eugene. If you'd like to join our conversation with book recommendations, it's 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655 for you to join our conversation. Have you given us, I know you've done a lot of recommendations. I feel like we've neglected your recommendations. Have we?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I like to respond to people who call in, and one of the things about the John Irving caller is, A, she has a lot of great John Irving books to read if she's starting with Twisted River. And secondly, Chad Harback, the big receiver. Racine author who's written that wonderful Art of Fielding book has often been compared to John Irving, and that's another book she should read. It's got some baseball in it. I think it's John Irving crossed with David Foster Wallace when he's writing about tennis. He's going to be in Racine and Milwaukee. He's doing our store with another wonderful writer, Stuart Nadler, on October 20th, and I think he's going to be in the Racine Barnes & Noble on the 16th on that Sunday, and then he's doing Chicago in between. One of the things about the two authors, we were trying to figure out how they were together, and they both got compared to Bernard Malamud, of all things. So,
oh, my.
I saw two. He's, of course, for The Natural, the baseball novel, because there aren't too many great baseball novels, as Harbeck seems to talk about a lot on the air.
I was about to ask you if there were a lot of great baseball reads and people were asking for them right now.
Yes, because of the game. Well, I think it's wonderful it's all coming together. I'm just steering everybody to Harbeck. There's no pussyfooting around with other baseball novels. We don't care about anything else. But, you know, there is definitely, you know, I wish I had T-shirts, but I don't.
You know, I hate to admit this, but I read the paper every morning before I come to work. Do you know what section I'm going to first, even with last night? The sports section. I'm reading every single sentence of the sports page. I'm really into this whole thing.
It's hard not to get taken in.
It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating. Carol in Racine. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm fine, Carol. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good. Great.
Thank you so much. Absolutely love your program, and I love your guest. I try to always listen whenever he's on.
Oh. Great. We love him, too.
Yeah. I have a question for you. You know, when Steve Jobs passed, I ran home, and I looked around the TV, and I looked in the newspaper, and I tried to get some information because this man has such an incredible life. And I would like some more information, please, from your guest about the upcoming book about Stephen Jobs' life that's going to be released soon. I think you mentioned it very briefly and hurriedly, and if you can give me some information on that and when you expect it to be in and if you'll be having signings, please.
All right. Sure, Carol.
It's coming October 24th. It's been at least to an independent bookstore. It's been embargoed. So we don't know anything. All we know is Walter Isaacson is a spectacular writer. He's had several New York Times bestsellers. Did he write the Harry Truman book? Now, of course, I'm blurring. He's written at least two very major books, maybe three. He was the editor-in-chief of Newsweek, I'm thinking?
Yes, Newsweek.
And it's big and fat, and he had cooperation of Jobs. It is with his cooperation, and we're all very excited about it. And we might just put an iPhone on a table and have it see if it develops a signature on the book. So.
And it was Time Magazine. I'm sorry. Time Magazine. And we'll get a list. What else? What are the presidential books? After we pledge a little more, we'll let you know because Chrissy and Rhonda are looking it up on iPhones or related things. Yeah, he was a fascinating man, absolutely fascinating. That'll be a great read. Okay, we're going to take more phone calls. Daniel Golden is with us in our Milwaukee studios, and we're talking books this hour, coming up with a list, which we will today put on our Facebook page, and so you'll have some great recommendations from a man who reads a lot and reads with a critical eye and with a great deal of enthusiasm, as you can tell, too. So that will be on our Facebook page shortly. And we're welcoming phone calls, too, if you've had great reads or if you have questions about what you ought to be reading. 800-486-8655 is our number. And this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Veronica Rickert with Rob Ferret. On the Ideas Network, you hear about topics big and small. That's why you listen, and that's why you contribute. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial because we're having a half-the-time pledge drive.
You told us you wanted more programming with less on-air fundraising, so we've cut this pledge drive in half from 12 days to just 6 days. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 41 pledges by 10 o'clock this morning. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong and helps us keep this drive short with only 6 days instead of 12. So make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Whether it's a 3-minute news update or a 60-minute talk show, you hear about the topics that affect your life and you hear about them on Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners like you help pay for for the quality of the programs that you hear every day. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time.
A dollar or two a week, it adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year, and all year long, you'll benefit from this program and all the WPR programs you love. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
The quality that you hear in our programs reflects a big investment, whether or not you realize that. NPR News, the Associated Press, and all of the up-to-date broadcasting equipment, it costs money.
And your financial support helps pay the bills that come with quality public radio. Help with those costs. Make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to support non-commercial radio. And if you can, consider a gift of $1,000 or more.
Your gift of $1,000 will help pay for those who can't afford to support WPR right now. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now with your pledge of any amount.
If you cut a news story in half, you'd miss important facts, details, and context. But if you cut fundraising in half, you hear more of the stories you want. Wisconsin Public Radio has cut the fall pledge drive to half the time, from 12 days to just 6. But we still need to raise all the money it takes to pay for the programs and stories you count on. Please help by contributing now. Here's how.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Veronica Rickert with Rob Ferret, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100, maybe $500. Well, whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 37 pledges now in the next 18 minutes. Thank you if you've already given. If not, help us stay on track. Help make our Half the Time pledge drive a big success by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and entertained every day. You get value from this program and also Joy Cardine, Larry Miller, and Car Talk, and lots of the other programs that you've come to rely on.
WPR gives you a window on the world like no other. Support the exciting mix of programs you enjoy on this station with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And there are many different ways that you can make your pledge. Consider paying in monthly installments. It makes things easier on your budget. A $60 pledge becomes $5 a month. A $120 pledge is $10 a month, and so on.
Installments are easy to set up, either on your credit card or, better yet, right from your bank account. And we'll help you do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Not many radio stations can claim to inform, inspire, and engage their listeners, but we do. These values are at the core of Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR is a place to discuss and debate the issues, a place to examine the past and imagine the future.
But, you know, it's not something we do for you. It's something you do for yourself and for your community, because listener support is what makes this all possible. Contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The best way to support this intelligent source of news and information is by donating at WPR.org. Put your contribution to work right away by making your pledge with a credit card.
Just takes a moment of your time. You'll be investing in a station that keeps you informed every single day. Any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are still looking for 35 pledges in the next 15 minutes. By 10 o'clock, we're looking for 15 more pledges. You can be one of those. You can make a difference and help out now. Kick back, enjoy Kathleen's program with Daniel Golden, and feel good about what you've done to support Wisconsin Public Radio and the community at large at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, how about this? Nell from La Crosse pledged. Thank you, Nell. She says, I stay at home with my daughter and listen every single day. Having recently left the work world, WPR is my favorite source of intellectual stimulation. I learn something valuable on every program. Thank you. she says. And I say thank you, Nell, and thank you if you've pledged. If not, do it now, please. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Daniel Golden is our guest. We're talking books, as we love to do and we do often on this program. We were thinking about Walter Isaacson, who I also may add, you know, some people are big shots and they act like they're big shots, but he is a marvelous writer and a wonderful guy to interview. And more often than not, people are wonderful. It's just now and then you get somebody he's just a wonderfully charming man. The Einstein book, I gave that to my husband last year for the holidays, and the Ben Franklin book are the ones we talked to him about, both of those. They're both marvelous. They're good. So let's go to more phone calls. 800-486-8655 is our number. Daniel Golden, owner of Boswell Books, is our guest, independent bookstore here in Milwaukee. Jerry, hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you doing? By the way, I've been a friend in the past, and I'll be a friend again.
Thank you, Jerry.
I would like to really recommend something I just read called No Greater Ally, by Ken Koskinen of Lower Michigan. It's about Poland's role in World War II, a situation that many people don't understand or realize. It was a great read. I heard him speak in Milwaukee this past Saturday night at the Windham Inn. So it's No Greater Ally by Ken Koskinen. And my wife has just been raving about the trilogy she's read in fiction about the Irish immigration, and I'm sorry, I don't know the title, and she's just been raving about it. She lent it to her neighbor, and so perhaps her guest would know the title of that, and she just is absolutely immersed in it. It's a trilogy of the Irish immigration.
I don't know what that would be. We did have Mary Kelly on for Irish Fest, and she's marvelous. She's written a wonderful book about the famine most recently.
Frank Delaney, is that a trilogy?
Is it Frank? Mary Pat Kelly.
Okay.
No, but it could be Frank. Yes, it could be Frank Delaney.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apparently am not paying enough attention to my wife's communications.
You will now, Jerry, because you just told everybody
that.
I'll
find out what it is.
Don't make that mistake twice. Yeah. Always listen to your wife.
Yeah. Yep. Thomas Flanagan, it could be too. I have a feeling it's Frank Delaney. Who's done a marvelous trilogy and has been with us. Thank you, Jerry.
Well, thank you so much, and always enjoy your show. And by the way, you interviewed me years ago on another commercial station in Milwaukee.
Oh, I did. Oh,
you did. I remember that so well, and I thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jerry. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. I've been doing radio a long time. I wanted to mention, I did read Unbroken, which is a very interesting story, because she wrote Seabiscuit, and I love Seabiscuit so much. But an Olympic runner who becomes a prisoner of World War II, he starts out as a kid who only gets in incredible trouble and starts running. It's really quite captivating. It's good.
We are still selling the book like crazy. And
are you?
You were talking about a book that just came out that you really – Rin Tin Tin. Did you read Rin Tin Tin?
I haven't read it, but
I'd
like to read it.
We're all excited about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Jason just read Destiny of the Republic, and he was comparing it to Unbroken. He was saying, you know, we could – you know, it's got that sort of narrative drive to it. I was thinking, you know, for pledge – you know, if you really want to pledge and you really love books, maybe you should pledge in a book increment. Like, you know, instead of giving $25, you give $29.95. It's like – or maybe even you figure out what it would have been with tax. $31.46. They'll remember you, that's for sure.
Oh, that's why we have you on the air. Yeah, thanks, Jerry, very much. Leah in Green Bay. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Hi.
I happened to come across a wonderful book called Tinkers, T-I-N-K-E-R-S, and it won the Pulitzer Prize last year. I don't remember the author, but he is the most beautiful writer. And I just wondered if your guest had anything to say about it or knew about the book.
Yes. In fact, I have read the book. In fact, I have. I can tell you he did come to Milwaukee, and we're hoping that he comes for his next novel. He's under contract with Random House, and Paul Harding, I believe, is his name. It's like
it
came, the file opened up, and there it was. He was mentored by Marilynne Robinson. So if you really loved his books, I would definitely recommend one of her novels, perhaps Home.
Thank you very much, Leah, for your call. And we do want to remind you that we will have a list of all of the books that have been recommended and more, because we're in a pledge drive. I know it was shortened, but we will have a list at our Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show, and Boswell Books, too. We'll also have a link to Boswell, but you can go. They have wonderful people coming in town all the time, and we thank them for the work they do in this city. It's a marvelous bookstore, and you can tell Daniel's enthusiasm is catching, to say the least. Boswellbooks.com. They will have information about people coming to town, and you can rest assured that we will be on top of all the latest books that are great to read. And Daniel, thank you very, very much for being with us and for all that you do, really. I hope that you know that you're just doing an important service. It's an important service. It's an important thing to do in your life. Thanks, Daniel.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Go to our Facebook page and thank you, everybody. Please pledge, and thank you so much for doing so.
I'm Veronica Rickert with Rob Ferret, and it's our Half the Time Pledge Drive. You rely on WPR to bring clarity to the day's news and to engage your mind with lively discussion. We rely on the money you give to keep that news and discussion going strong.
We're here to raise the money for the programs you rely on in just 6 days instead of the usual 12. Make your pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're getting down to the wire this hour. We're looking for 25 more pledges in the next 8 minutes. That's by 10 o'clock. We need 25 more pledges. Pledges like yours keep us on track to support the programs that you count on, like Kathleen Dunn. And they help us reduce on-air fundraising by making this Half the Time Drive a success. Well, thank you if you've already given. And if not, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying that conversation with Daniel Golden about great books, books you should be watching out for. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The best way to support this intelligent source of news and information is by donating at WPR.org. Put your contribution to work right away by making your pledge with your credit card.
It takes just a moment of your time. You'll be investing in a station that keeps you informed every single day. Your contribution in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It provides essential support to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Now, most of your choices for news, information, and entertainment come with some kind of fee. Well, Wisconsin Public Radio is different. You decide whether to give and how much you'd like to give.
Some people give $25 or $50. When you add all these gifts together, they're enough to keep WPR on the air. Decide what WPR is worth to you and then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552 and WPR.org. It only takes a little while. We need your name, your contact information, how you'd like to pay, and you'll feel good about what you've decided to do to support Wisconsin Public Radio, to join your friends and neighbors, and support programs just like this one.
However much you pledge, do it now. It's a 6-day pledge drive. It's usually 12. We're cutting it in half. So please make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hello, it's Garrison Keillor here with a message about an innovation that might be of interest to you, and that's sustaining membership. As a sustaining member, you'll have regular monthly deductions from your bank account sent directly to your public radio station. No fussing over checks, no reminders in the mail. You can stop anytime. And here's the best part, it can mean even less on-air fundraising like I'm doing right now. So consider becoming a sustaining member, and thank you.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Veronica Rickert with Rob Ferret, asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. Thank you in advance for your gift. We appreciate them at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs you depend on and help us raise those funds in just half the days of a normal fall drive, 6 instead of 12. Ooh, we're still moving closer to our goal. We need 21 pledges now in the next 6 minutes. We can do it. We can do it with your help, with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you hear so many great guests on the Kathleen Dunn Show. There is, of course, Daniel Golden we're listening to today. And in that same line with books, there's Nancy Pearl, the librarian. John Katz, I'm going to call him the dog writer. I'm sure he's got a better title, but I know his stories and his books have moved a lot of people. Ken Rudin, the political scientist. Julian Zelizer, they've become... Come friends, really. And Kathleen Dunn, I know, feels like a friend as well. And it's time to support the program that you rely on, that you listen to, and that you love at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
It is. It's a great show with lots of great guests, lots of great topics. Maybe you've been listening a long time and you've never pledged before. Well, let me tell you what, new members are really important to Wisconsin Public Radio. A big thank you to all the first-time donors who have pledged so far this hour. 34 first-time donors. Thank you. The more people who support WPR, the more stable our financial situation, and the better we can withstand tough economic ups and downs.
So if you've never given before, know that your new membership will help keep Wisconsin Public Radio the same strong, reliable station that you depend on. You decide the amount and then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, think about this. Your computer, right? It needs periodic updating to make it work better. Well, it's the same with WPR's technology. We try to use the most up-to-date stuff, the technical term, so you get a clear signal, a statewide news coverage, and a useful website at WPR.org where you can find, you know, the schedules and the live streams and much more.
A lot of this is behind the scenes, but it still costs money. Your support helps WPR stay current so that you get the programs you depend on without fail. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 with just 3 minutes to go in the hour.
Still looking for 17 more pledges. We're getting there. We can do it with your help. Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now at the end of the hour. It keeps those phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs you rely on at WPR.org, or of course you can pledge by phone, 888-202-2552.
And if we sound urgent, it's because, in case you haven't heard, it's our half the time pledge drive. Normally the pledge drive in the fall is 12 days. This drive is 6 days. Are we crazy? We hope not. We hope that you will call and support us and make this half the time pledge drive a success. You supported us in the past. Do it again if you haven't yet. This is the time. Get it in there at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
We heard from a donor lately who said, we wouldn't get out of bed if WPR didn't come on to remind us to start the day. We're happy to help you start the day. Another donor said, you make my day after day, smarter, wiser, and better informed. Again, we're more than happy to help out.
If you recognize some truth in what your fellow listeners are saying, when they donate, make a pledge of your own at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The best way to support this intelligent source of news and information is by donating at WPR.org. Put your contribution to work right away by making your pledge with your credit card.
It takes just a moment of your time, and you'll be investing in a station that keeps you informed every single day. Your contribution, any amount, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 provides essential support to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Looking for 13 more pledges. We're getting there. We're so close. Just another minute for us to talk. You can keep pledging through the news. However you do it, whenever you do it, make it right now. Make it real soon. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 12 more pledges by 10 o'clock. As Rob said, you can pledge through the news, but the time is running out. So get that pledge in as you get your great books to read. Make the pledge part of that, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, here's Gary and Nancy from Washburn. They pledged, and they said WPR is the best source of factual information and thought-provoking programming there is. We think it's the only truly fair and balanced public issue media available, and makes us better informed citizens. Great. Thank you so much. You get it. That's what we're trying to do. We appreciate your pledge and the kind words. Thanks, Gary and Nancy. Now, how about you? Can we thank you, too, with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552?
It is our half the time pledge drive. This is a short fall drive, just 6 days instead of 12. Your donation right now helped make it a success. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
They're still coming in. 11 more. Make that pledge right now. Head over to the computer. You can still pledge during the news break, but make it now. WPR.org. We can hit this goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.